This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking now to writer and instructor, Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Nice to be here.
Of course. Of course. It's nice to have you as well. What's on your mind, Mr. Weingarten?
Talking about the update I did on how effective pistols or handguns are for defending against bears.
Yes, sir.
And I was looking at some of the inferences from that, and one of the things that people who say that pistols would be ineffective is they claim that the attack happens too quickly. It happens so fast that you don't have a chance to actually aim and shoot a pistol to be effective. So I took a look at the 73 instances that I've collected, and only about a dozen of them were surprise attacks. And about half of those were where the person was attacked when they were sleeping. So when I say surprise, I mean that there was almost no warning before the pistol, before the bear attacked the pistol carrier.
Right.
And it turns out in most cases, something like 5 out of 6 cases, there is some warning. Now, it may only be 3 or 4 seconds, but 3 or 4 seconds is plenty of time to get a pistol out and ready. And very often, in several of the cases, what you hear is that the person had the pistol, heard heavy crashing in the brush, or he heard grunting, or he heard huffing, or he saw the bear, 30 yards out. And he had plenty of time to get the pistol out and to use it. And then there are even, I think there's about 4 cases. It might be 3, but it's at least 3 and maybe 4, where the person just quickly drew the pistol. I mean, just a fast draw, fired and shot and stopped the attack, just like in an old Western. I mean, he saw, just turned, there was the bear charging full out at him, drew and fired, and either killed the bear outright or turned it enough to fire more shots and stop the attack. So what I'm not seeing are cases where the bear is attacking very, very quickly, and, the pistol was ineffective. There are a few cases, I think there's about 4, where the person was hit. They were impacted by the bear before they ever got a shot off.
Right.
But they still managed to fire the pistol and stop the attack because they managed to hold on to the pistol and to fire at the bear at virtually contact distance. And a modern 44 Magnum, 10 millimeter, fired into a bear point blank does a lot of damage. So I just think that it shows that this idea, this mental image that people have, that you can't use a pistol to defend against a bear because it happens too fast, just isn't true most of the time in real life.
Right. With the lighter calibers, with the 9mm and the, let's put 45, even though it's a big round and everything, but it's slow moving. Is there a place to aim at a bear? I mean, are you just aiming at the bear?
Oh, yes.
In mass? Where's the best place to aim at a bear?
Well, you should aim at, you have to know a little bit of bear physiology or anatomy to know where to aim. But clearly, probably the best place to aim, especially at real close range, is to hit the brain or the spine. And if that bear is, if the bear has a head where the nose is pointing at you, you actually want to aim just on the top of the tip of the nose, because that direction will put the bullet right into the brain.
Right.
What most people don't realize is that the brain on a bear is relatively low in the skull compared to what it looks like. There's quite a bit of meat and fur and fat above where the brain is in the skull.
Right.
And if you would draw, if the nose is pointing at you and you draw a line between the eyes, the center of the eyes, you only have to go up about 3/4 of an inch to where you're missing the brain all in, altogether. So you want to shoot a little below that line. Up the nose works real well. But probably the best thing to do, and I haven't done an article on this, but it's hard to get just the right diagrams.
Right.
To show where the brain is in a skull of a bear. And if you would look at pictures of bear skulls, you'll be surprised at how high, relatively high up the eyes are in relationship to the brain. So just shooting between the eyes is kind of dicey. You hit just a little bit high and you're going to miss the brain. And I think this is where a whole lot of the misconceptions and myths about bullets bouncing off of bear skulls comes from. And it's also, the brain is relatively narrow. It's longer than it is wide. And if that bear is pointing the nose right at you from just a little distance away, say 8 or 10 feet, and you hit just a little bit to the outside of the center of one eye, you might hit it in the eye, but just a little bit to the right or left, you're probably going to miss the skull because those eyes are set out sideways a bit on either side of the brain. So you could hit a bear right in the eye and still miss the brain quite easily. So it's good to look at that skull and figure out how the bear brain and central nervous system fit inside of it when you're going to shoot at a bear. And, of course, you want to do this before you actually get in a confrontation. And there's pictures on the net. And like I said, I really should write an article showing the diagram, showing where people should shoot. And it's probably better to shoot a little lower than it is a little too high. Lower,
right.
You're still very likely to hit the spinal column. You're going to hit the neck. If you even nick that spinal column with a good pistol bullet, like a 44 mag or a 10 millimeter, or a 357 for that matter, probably a 9 millimeter in the heavier 9 millimeters, if you just nick that spinal column, it's going to stun the bear. I mean, the bear will be dazed enough that you'll be able to finish it off. That spinal column is very sensitive, and it doesn't take much of hitting it to really slow an animal down. The first deer I ever shot.
Before we go off on that, we're coming up on the first break, and I got some questions I want to ask you about engaging a bear when we get back. So hold up on
very
that,
good.
If you would please, sir. Dean has got nearly 3,000 articles that he has already written, just waiting for you, talking about stuff like this and talking about criminals and gunfights and talking about self-defense and politics, all that stuff. And you can find all of this at ammoland.com. So go check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. talking with Dean Weingarten, and we were talking about bear attacks. Let me ask you a question. When a bear is coming at you, when he's at a full run coming at you, is his head going up and down, or is his head remaining relatively steady while his body
moves? No, the head moves. From what I've seen on videos and descriptions, it moves.
Yeah.
And you're probably better to aim a little low than a little high. And I'm not trying to convince people that only headshots are valuable. We see many cases where the bear is shot in the body and it's deflected, it leaves, it's deterred from further attack. Grizzlies are probably more likely to continue the attack even if they're hit, but
right.
Even some of them stop attacking with a solid body hit. And I would say black bears particularly tend to run off if they're hit solidly just about anywhere. Not always. There are a couple of cases where the black bears, well, at least one that I know where the black bear continued to fight even though it was hit pretty solidly. But grizzlies seem more likely to do that than black bears. But if you don't hit it in the head or in the brain and you still hit it solidly, there's a good chance it'll be deflected to one side or another or slow down or stop or run away. All of those things have happened. And just because a bear is charging at you and you can't get an absolute certain beat on the head doesn't mean you don't shoot. So, but, you know, getting a hit is important. If you miss, the results are more variable. Some bears don't pay any attention to a gunshot. Others, a gunshot and muzzle blast is enough. That we have about three or four cases in the ones we looked at where just the shot itself was enough to deter the bear and have it run off.
Okay. So let's look at that. With a bear, when you're aiming at their head, and see, the reason I'm asking this is because I carry a lot of 9mm. I know you carry 9mm too. And I would think that the most susceptible place to hit a bear is going to be in the face, the head, that kind of thing. How big is when we're used to shooting and aiming at center mass on a human silhouette, right? So comparatively speaking, how big is a bear's head? Is it the size of center mass? Is it going to be a decent target to aim at?
A bear's head can be quite large, you know, probably as big as a dinner plate for a good-sized bear. But just hitting it anywhere on the head, it might be enough. But you're trying to hit the brain or the spine, and that's a much smaller target.
What about in the face? Would the face deter it? If you're shooting it in the face or around the snout, eyes, that kind of thing?
In the face probably would deter it somewhat. I mean, you break some teeth or break a jaw. I mean, that's got to have a real impact on a bear. But if you just hit the top, hit up too high, and you just go through the skin and flesh above the skull in the brain case, I don't think that's going to have as much impact.
Right.
Now, I've read of cases where they hit next to the crease the skull, essentially, and that seems to have enough impact to daze the animal or to disorient it. So you don't necessarily have to get a shot directly to the center of the brain, but you don't have a very big target in the brain itself. It's probably only about, the size in diameter is probably about the size, a little bigger than a baseball, maybe small, a little smaller than a good-sized grapefruit for diameter. And it's elongated. Like I said, it runs from the front to the back somewhat. And then, of course, you have the spine going down. That gives you a little bit more of a target, too. And the smaller the caliber, the more you have to aim for the brain.
Right.
So if you've only got something like a 32 or a 22, the brain is what you're going to have to hit, and that gets to be, you know, a smallish target. But there are cases where it's perfectly viable. If you are up a tree and a bear is trying to reach you, you know, you've got a pretty good chance of popping that bear in the brain with a 22 from a few feet away. And so that we've seen a couple of cases where people say, I didn't aim for the head because I knew that a pistol bullet to the head would just bounce off the skull. No, that doesn't really happen that much.
Right.
In a low-powered round, it's possible if you hit at a very acute angle for the bullet to bounce off the skull, something like a 22 maybe at a very shallow angle or a low-powered 38. But even if you impact that bone at an acute angle with something like a 9mm or a 44 or a 357 or a 10mm, it's probably going to disorient the bear or knock it out. So I think most of these cases where people say bullets bounced off the skull are where it hit the head, but it never really was aimed at the brain inside the skull. You might
right.
hit the outer edges of the skull where there's the eye socket or something like that and never reach the brain. That's possible.
If you
impact the skull where the brain is with a good powered bullet, you're going to do real damage to that bear.
Right.
And it's going to be a quick response. It isn't going to take hours or minutes or even seconds. You're going to notice it almost immediately.
Well, I was going to, I don't really have time to ask you this question, but I want you to be thinking about this. If you were to describe, and let's take into account that I don't own a revolver, for example. I don't own a big caliber revolver. So most people like semi-automatics. So when we come back, can we talk about semi-automatic calibers that you think would be a good bear deterrent, and we'll get that and work that out of you. And in the meantime, while we're sitting here, if you guys like the kind of stuff that Dean talks about, and if you go look at Ammo Land, where all of his articles are, you're not going to see anybody else talking about bears that eat people that are hunting elk. You know, the humans are hunting elk, and the bears catch them while they're dressing the elk. You're not going to see anybody writing about this. I mean, this is Dean. Dean writes about this, but he writes about all of it. He writes about all facets. So check this out at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are rallying at the end of the week as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 307 points to close at 25,886. The NASDAQ and S&P were also up. Real Clear Markets editor John Tamney reminds us all the one key thing to our economy.
The reality is the U.S. stock market is priced with growth in China in mind. Apple gets a fifth of its iPhone sales from China. It's McDonald's second largest market. It's Nike's second largest market. GM sells more cars there than it does in North America. Boeing sells a quarter of its planes there. And so long as we are browbeating China and having a war with them, we're limiting the ability of U.S. businesses to sell there, and that's dangerous.
The New York City Medical Examiner says Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in his Manhattan jail cell. The autopsy released today determines that the official cause of death was suicide. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking with Dean Weingarten, we're having fun with bears right now. So I'm a semi-automatic gun. I'm a semi-automatic gun kind of guy, Dean. What kind of gun should I go and get if I'm going to go out into the woods? I'm going to backpacking, and there's bears there. I'm going to go hunting for something other than bears. What should I be looking to do?
Well, if you're aiming at big game, and I'd say large bears or moose or anything like that, the 10 millimeter is awfully hard to beat. I think the 10 millimeter is the standard you have to go by. Now there are some others that probably will work pretty well. The 357 SIG has a lot of energy to it. The 45 and the 9 millimeter have put in surprisingly good results in what we've looked at. Both of them have been used several times against bears and used effectively, but it's hard to beat that extra energy that you have in the 10 millimeter. There's some oddball calibers like the, 9x21 and 9x25 and 7.62x25 and all of those pistol calibers that have a good penetration and a lot of energy probably would work. But in what's commonly available, and I think there's, people have made variations on the 45 Super, for example, puts out a lot of energy. And if you like that 45 platform, it's awfully close to a 10 millimeter for energy that puts out maybe a little more.
Right.
But for commonly available with a fair amount of magazine capacity, it's hard to beat the 10 millimeter. I would say that's probably the first choice. But if you're not going to have a dedicated bear gun, you know, I wouldn't worry about carrying a 9 millimeter or a 357 SIG or a 45.
What kind of ammo would you put in the 10 millimeter?
Oh, well, there's some really good ammunition, and, you know, there's about three or four companies. If you had one that you sponsored, I'd mention a particular one. But there's three or four companies that make excellent 10 millimeter ammunition. There's hard cast bullets that are, you usually want something a little heavier, 200 grains or so out of the 10 millimeter. And they'd be going about 1,200 feet per second. That's a lot of energy, and that hard cast bullets have an excellent reputation for penetration, going straight in and doing significant damage on the way there. What you don't want is an aggressive hollow point that might be deflected or blow up without reaching the vitals. Blow up is the wrong word. You know, it expands and slows down, and maybe it doesn't reach where it needs to. Or on like the heavy bones of a bear's shoulder, it might expand and get deflected a bit and not make it through both lungs or miss the heart. So I would say a heavy per caliber, hard cast bullet, or if you've got a full metal jacketed bullet that's heavy, that can work just about as well.
What kind of any name brands? I don't have an ammo
sponsor
right now, so any
block.
Name brand. No, I'm talking about the ammo.
The ammo. I should do a search, and we're going to have another segment. Let me look and come up with, so I don't just miss names and name them by, just get one brand.
As far as the gun choice you just made, now I have to admit the Glock full size 10 millimeter. Yeah, it's hard to beat that.
Hard to beat the Glock, and they have that the Glock 40 now with a 6-inch barrel. If you're not having to, you know, conceal it out there in the game fields, that 6-inch barrel probably adds another 50 feet per second to your energy, you know, to your velocity to increase the energy. And it gives you a little bit longer sight radius, so a little easier to use. And that 40 has the Glock set up so you can put an optical sight on it if you want to. And people are setting them up so that you can use the fixed sights right through a small reflex optical sight.
Right.
So, and from people I've talked to, and that 40 looks like a really nice pistol. They're saying they can make, you know, 100-yard hits on human-sized targets, just no problem with the optical sight. The optical sight reduces error in sighting so much that if you have one and it's working right, it makes it easy to hit at fairly long ranges with a pistol. Not that that's what you need for bear defense. You know, you don't need to hit at real long ranges with a pistol for bear defense, but an optical sight does make it easier to be more precise.
Right.
At real close-in distances, you know, you're just fixed sights will probably work great.
I've still the grizzly gun, I'm told, that you and I had talked about earlier is actually in production finally. They're actually building it now.
Did you go for the longer barrel or the standard barrel?
I went for the standard barrel. People seem to think that the longer barrel, and maybe it, I mean, is there going to be that much of a difference in the pressure coming out of a longer barrel?
There's probably not going to be that much of a difference. I have personally just always liked long barrel pistols, but, so that's just a personal preference. But, you know, you're not going to see a very significant difference.
Right.
There's going to be a lot more difference between a 10 millimeter and a 9 millimeter than between a 10 millimeter with a 4.6 inch barrel and a 10 millimeter with a 6 inch barrel.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So, For me, the standard size, you know, the standard size Glock 20 is going to be enough. Although it's not going to be a Glock 20, it's actually going to be a Poly 80 lower, because I like the grip angle on the Poly 80 better.
So, well, good. If that grip, the big thing on it, on a Glock, is does the grip fit you? There are people who have average or smaller hands that the ordinary grip on a Glock just doesn't fit really well.
The Poly 80 lower already has all of the treatment done to it that you see a bunch of these gun custom, these Gucci Glock guys that take the Glock and shave down the grip and everything to try to straighten it out. But it has an 18 degree grip angle. So it's easier. It's more like a 1911 than the 22 degree grip angle that the Glock customarily comes with.
Well, that's, it's a personal preference. And is it shaved down, like you said? So is it?
Yeah,
it's got less circumference.
It's less circumference. Yeah. It has no finger grooves. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, I'll have to bring one. I'll have to bring one. Well, I don't know. SHOT Show. I don't normally carry a gun. We'll have to look at some in Nashville, I guess. I'll have to bring one or two with me and let me.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'd like to, or I'll look around. Maybe I'll find one. But that does sound interesting, because that's the Glock 20 and 21.
I'll tell you what. Hang on, right there.
A little on the big side.
Yeah, hang on right there. We'll pick this up on the other side when we get back. Dean's articles are waiting for you right now at ammoland.com, a repository, if you will, of nearly 3,000. Check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lachlan Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we've been talking about bears, and now we're talking about guns. Where were we?
We were talking about ammo that was specifically designed for deep penetration on heavy animals, and there's several manufacturers out there. Probably the Buffalo Boar is one of the most commonly known, and they offer a 220-grain hard cast flat nose, which is, by all accounts, an excellent bullet and works very, very well. Then you have the Underwood, which offers a 220-grain hard cast flat nose. It's a little less expensive, but about the same performance, 1,200 feet per second. Corbon used to offer a 200-grain sort of semi-flat nose penetrator, but it looks like they've discontinued that. It was a jacketed bullet. If you could find some of that ammunition, it's probably excellent ammunition. And looks like it would work really well, but it's been discontinued. And then you have the double tap ammo, and they have some fairly heavy loads, 180, 190 grains, and they offer a 230-grain load in the 10-millimeter. It's pretty expensive, and it is meant to expand. Just how much it's going to expand, it's actually it's got a ball on top of a regular round, so it looks like it's designed more for, putting two holes into something than a deep expansion. So I would definitely not go with the double one. And they offer a 190-grain one. Yeah, and I have to say, looking at these double tap rounds, I don't see any of them that look to me. And I could be missing them. I shouldn't. I'm just looking at them right now. The double tap doesn't seem to me the ones I would use for bear defense.
Do you remember the
personal defensive rounds, but not the bear defense?
Do you remember the old Glazer safety slug?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's an excellent round for its purposes, but it's meant to give maximum damage at relatively shallow penetration.
Right.
And that's just what you don't want for a bear.
Okay. You want something like the when you're talking about the hard cast bullets, you want something that's going to to punch in and not deform as it's going through and just keep on going, right?
Exactly. The bears have got a really tough hide. They often have a lot of fat and muscle in between the hide and the organs you're trying to reach. And even on a headshot, you know, there's more to penetrate than there is on a human. So, and it's at sort of odd angles sometimes. So I would want a heavy bullet, probably 200 grains or more for a 10 millimeter, a hard cast bullet that are designed to penetrate rather than expand. Now, if you can find some of that Corban ammunition, which is 200 grains and a full metal jacketed with a kind of a semi-flat nose, that looked to me like it would be good ammunition too, but they don't make it anymore. So you can't just order it. You might find somebody has some stock that's there, but it looks like the Buffalo Boar and the Underwood are the, in my quick search here, that they're probably the best ammo to have for bear defense out of a 10 millimeter.
I have, I have fired these more powerful 10 millimeter rounds before, but with a full Buffalo Boar, full power load, how much is that going to hurt the gun? I mean,
they make these to be fired out of standard guns. I don't think it's going to hurt the gun.
Yeah.
The 10 millimeter is a very intense round. It was designed to get maximum performance out of the cartridge.
Right.
So, if anything, a lot of 10 millimeter rounds are somewhat underloaded to be more controllable, and that's an option too. I read of somebody who'd done a test with the Glock 40, which is out fairly recently, in which they ran some 40 caliber rounds through it. Now, it's a 10 millimeter. It's not designed to shoot 40 caliber. But
right.
They had heard that it would shoot 40 caliber, and what happens is that the large, robust extractor on a Glock holds the cartridge case, keeps it from going forward enough so that when it's hit with the firing pin, it goes off. And surprisingly, they found that the 10 millimeter, the Model 40, could fire and would be fairly reliable with just ordinary 40 caliber rounds, which surprised me. I would have thought it would have had malfunctions. So you can have 10 millimeter rounds that work just fine, but they are not super powerful.
Right.
So I would want 10 millimeter rounds, if I'm carrying it for bear, that are roughly the equivalent of 357 Magnum loads or a little more. And those 200 grains at 1200, that would do it real well.
I'll have to keep that under advisement.
I would say if you had those 200 grains, even at 1,000 would probably be sufficient. After all, we find 9 millimeters work pretty well. But if you're going to carry a 10 millimeter, you would probably want to get the full performance of a 10 millimeter.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, I've seen tests where they've got a piece of steel that is supposedly the same thickness as a bear's skull. And they'll fire a 44 at it, and the 44 punches a nice, neat hole through it. And they'll try certain 10-millimeter rounds, but then when they get the hard-cast, full-power rounds going, then all of a sudden that's punching nice, neat little holes like the 44 Magnum.
Yeah. I think the penetration on these rounds that are designed to penetrate is probably roughly equivalent. Now, you might... A 44 Magnum with a heavy bullet, you know, maybe you'll get 4 feet of penetration instead of 3.5 with a heavy 9 millimeter, or 3 foot with a heavy 9 millimeter. But I think that any of the rounds that are designed for it are going to perform pretty well. But those are, the ones I'm looking at with a fairly quick search after it, but I'd heard about them before. The Underwood and the Buffalo Boar look to me like the ones, or if you could find some of the discontinued Corban. And there probably are other manufacturers out there that I'm missing. Yeah, you know, if you look around, if you've got a favorite reloader that loads high quality ammunition that meets the requirements for you, you're perfectly free to use them or right. to load up your own. It's not hard to cast a hard cast bullet.
Right. That's a level of expertise I have long since lost a long time ago. I used to be a very avid reloader. Not so much anymore.
It's just time.
Yeah, it's time. But, I mean, I've seen too many guys get the load wrong and then pull the trigger on a gun, and then that's bad. It's either undercharged or worse than that, double-charged. A double-charged round. Can you imagine a double-charged high hot load on a 10-millimeter?
Well, I can't because you'll spill powder out the top. 10 millimeters loaded with enough powder that you can't get a double charge in it, not for a full load anyway. So it's not like a 38 or 357.
That's good to know. At least I can sleep knowing that one. We're about to run out of time, so I want to wish you a very happy, a good weekend and everything. Will you be back with us Wednesday?
Yes, I intend to.
Very good, sir.
And it's always a pleasure. I enjoy being on the show.
Likewise. Likewise, it is a pleasure for me as well. Catch all of Dean's stuff at ammoland.com. We'll be back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.